T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Been hearing a lot about home affordability and how it's getting out of reach, and that certainly seems to be the case. We've got some numbers to back it up, and it doesn't mean that owning a home is any less a goal for Americans. I'm joined by Greg McBride now from Bankrate. Thank you so much for the time, Greg.
Always great to be with you, John. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with home ownership. It's always been thought of as a real cornerstone of the American dream, and it doesn't seem like that is going away.
It is not. It remains, I think, just as strong as we've seen. 78% of Americans consider home ownership as part of the American dream. It's strong among every age group, cited more than anything else among most age groups. The only thing that's even close, Gen Z. They slightly rank having a good career slightly ahead of home ownership, but even there, you're still talking close to 70% viewing home ownership as part of the American dream. So solid, if not dominant, feelings about the importance of home ownership being part of the American dream, you know, no matter how you slice it.
I really thought it was interesting that while 78% consider home ownership to be part of the American dream, only 45% put having children as part of the American dream. And that is just one of the slices of the numbers that I wanted to point out. But here's the big deal right now. Housing affordability has been an issue, and it is getting worse. Where are we right now, and what did your numbers find?
Yeah, the numbers did show that affordability issues really are the factors that are keeping aspiring homeowners on the sidelines. 78% of aspiring homeowners pointed to one or more factors that were related to affordability as what was keeping them on the sidelines, leading the way. Not having enough income, 56% of aspiring homeowners pointed to that more so than any other factor. High home prices, 47%. Not being able to afford down payment and closing costs, 42%. Those were the dominant reasons. You know, other things like, you know, too much debt, credit not good enough. I mean, we saw those cited, but much less frequently than those affordability related issues.
So who is this hitting the hardest right now when it comes to demographically?
You know, the affordability issue was cited the most in rural areas, more so than in cities. You know, I think a lot of times when we talk about the affordability issue, you know, oftentimes the examples that are put out there tend to be city prices, suburban prices, but yet the concern about affordability was actually greatest in rural areas. And a lot of that really traced back to that income not being high enough. That was the leading cause among aspiring homeowners in rural areas, that their income wasn't high enough to be able to afford. And you know, it's not to say that that was insignificant as you move closer into city centers, but it wasn't as dominant there as what we had seen in rural areas.
What are sacrifices that people are willing to make in order to just, afford a home, get in on home ownership?
69% of Americans say they're willing to take at least one step in order to find more affordable housing. It was strongest among Gen Z and millennials. So those that or aspiring homeowners or recent homeowners had the greatest likelihood of saying that they're willing to do something. And most commonly, it was downsizing living space, moving out of state, buying a fixer-upper, you know, even things like moving further away from family member and friends, work, moving into a less desirable area. Or taking on roommates. That was one that tended to be more common among the youngest Gen Z members.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.